Blog Talk Radio.
Entertainment lifestyle show. So good morning and welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, and excuse my voice, it's a little a lot deeper than it usually is, but still, hello, good morning. I hope you had a fun and an awesome weekend. Obviously, the royal couple had a grand time touring Canada for a week plus and then spending the weekend in L.A. And I hope they, if they haven't already made plans to return to the U.S. and to maybe, you know, to tour the U.S., go, you know, tour the country and so on. Their itinerary was very, very filled. I know they will need to catch up on sleep when they make it back home. But their schedules are probably so hectic. But they need their R&R. But thank you all for coming to Canada and America. And we look forward to you all visiting the U.S. again in the very, very, very near future. Really, they really had a blast, and they really stuck to the itinerary of the info that I had shared with you all. But, yeah, so I'm in the chat room already, so I've already said happy manic morning and everything, so you can join me in the chat room. Hopefully by the end of this week, I have, because this is an awesome studio system, switchboard system that we have. So hopefully I have my my studio system upgraded on my browser, so I can definitely share this system with you all. But I'm in the chat room, so come visit me in the chat room, and you can listen to the show by calling 1-714-409-0614. I cannot retrieve my phone calls to talk to any co-hosts like Reggie Ridge or to even talk to my ladies who are having fun. I hope you all have been keeping in touch with them. Janice has a profile, so I don't know if some of you have been messaging her or what, so I don't know, maybe one morning that she has time and is up, maybe she'll chat with us in the chat room. But then it's just a lot of news. I guess that's one reason why I'm saying, oh, wow, there's been so much news going on. Congratulations to the U.S. women's soccer team. They defeated Brazil, right? And so they're advancing to the semifinals, and I believe they'll be playing France. So congrats to the women, U.S. soccer team. So, you know, I knew they had it in them. So congrats to you ladies, and, you know, just bring it on. So I didn't watch the game, but I've been hearing the results. And, you know, congrats to Derek Jeter also for making sports history and Yankee history and so on. So that's been a great deal. And, you know, with the NFL talks, things are progressing and not regressing, so that's good news. And instead of the 15th being, that is Friday, right? Because the ESPYs award is Wednesday. So instead of the definite deadline of the end of any negotiations being made, instead of it being the 15th, the date is now the 21st. So sound like all parties involved, including the media, and you know the supporters and fans are optimistic that something will happen soon. Because if something don't happen soon, they're going to start canceling preseason and maybe some regular season games, and we don't want that to happen, right? You know, the open seasoner is New Orleans at Green Bay, and that's going to be an awesome season kickoff game, right? Most definitely. And preseason games, to me, some people think preseason games aren't important. Preseason games are very important. You know, it's important for starters not to get injured and not to play as much as maybe some of the other players in preseason games, taking the risk of injuries and then being out for most or not the whole season. But preseason games, camp and preseason games are like dress rehearsals. You know, that's to practice their plays and to do what they do. And sometimes to me being a long time football lover, to me, preseason games kind of like get those kinks out. And it's good for also the player, not just us as spectators, and not just for the coaches and the coaching staff and the trainers to see how their players are progressing. Because that's what's really important about preseason games. You know, it's like a pre-show to a big concert. You know, do what you do, find out what's going on, you know, make sure that what you've been practicing in camp, that you're doing what you're supposed to do. Then when it's time for the real season, for regular season, I mean, you know, it's on and popping. Time to play, you know, play for the goal, play for Super Bowl. Super Bowl being in Indianapolis in 2012. So, you know, that's just awesome. You know, that's what the goal is. So you definitely want to get those kinks out and map out the master plan right now. So I even hear players saying, well, the preseason games aren't important. Okay, I want to see you playing without a preseason game. So I pray everything goes, you know, everything works out for the best and everything can stick to schedule. I mean, it's probably going to be an 11-hour decision. Thumbs up, green light, everything's a go. You know, that everybody seems optimistic. I've listened to the ESPN radio overnight, and I've been channel surfing this morning because I want to get news on the royal couple and so on their departure and so. But it's just, you know, it's just amazing. Right now, sort of Alice Rodriguez have to have surgery also. But wow, I don't know. I just hope everything's happened for the best, you know, for everybody, for the economy too. I mean, not to mention that NFL is a very important part to America's economy and to the areas and the businesses that depends on the monies that are made during football season. I live in a state which loves sports, period, from school sports to college sports and so on. And school sports and college sports are very important to the economy here in Mississippi. So we haven't had an expedition game here in a long time. The Saints or somebody should have an expedition game here in the near future. Somebody, you know, we've had a couple. I remember we had a game, exhibition game in the 90s. I forgot. I think it was like the Eagles and somebody. I have to do my research and backtrack on that. But it's just whenever the NFL, I guess, you know, it's just important to have teams. That's why L.A. is like, hey, we want us an NFL team back. That's important to the economy. You know, that's why they want a owner like Mark Cuban for the L.A. Dodgers. It's important for the economy. And bottom line, the CBA talk is like strictly, I think, the hardcore issues that's keeping everything in a deadlock is the issue of monies, I believe. I mentioned a couple weeks ago we'll do a show about the CBA. Exactly, because some people like wonder, well, what is CBA? What are collective bargaining all about? All I want is my sports, you know. And, you know, some people really want to know what collective bargaining agreements entail. We know that a lot of the agreements are held under confidence and that it's not for the public to know. But a lot of people want to know just basic information of, you know, what is all of this all about and what monies and so on. Because even the different leagues have, disagreements concerning different things and where certain monies are allocated to. So, I mean, the average fan really don't know what CBAs are all about and really could care less. They just want their ball. They want everybody to be happy, and they want their favorite players and their favorite teams, and they want their favorite owners and executives to be happy. But bottom line, we don't want our schedules and our fun time enjoying sports, if it's watching it on TV or actually our season ticket holders and people that like to. Some people plan their summers going to summer camps, you know. So why be party poopers, guys and ladies? You know, go ahead and reach an agreement in all of NFL, NBA, and MLB. But NFL is very important because time is really, you know, coming close. But it's good that everything is progressing, that the talks are progressing. But and also I must shout out to the Choctaw Indians here in Mississippi. They have Miss Phyllis Anderson, who won to be the new chief. Apparently, there must be another election within 30 days because another candidate or someone appealed her winning the new chief position of the Choctaw Indians Reservation. And the Choctaw Indians own casinos like Golden Moon and Silver Star in Philadelphia, Mississippi, Choctaw, you know, for those of you who are listening. And when she was elected last week, she was considered the first female chief. Well, someone appealed her election, so now they have to have another election. And so she as of now, it just would be between she and another gentleman. So I'll provide you all with more information regarding that also, because, you know, another female making history, and not because of her sex, but because she does a good job. So I'll share more information regarding Ms. Phyllis Anderson, plus her opponent in a soon-to-be election. Okay? I have Indian bloodline. Well, most of us do, don't we? But I do not deny my Indian bloodline, nor my Caucasian bloodline. I'm proud of my Southern heritage. But that's female history also, and Mississippi history, and Indian history, Native American history. So, you know, so I just wanted to share that info, because I've been planning on sharing the info, congratulating her for being elected the first female chief. But again, it was appeal, so there must be another election within 30 days. Okay, and we have elections around here within a month, on August the 2nd. I think there will be some primary elections going on. But so I just wanted to share some of that local info. And, yes, I know you all seen on national news where, yet again, Mississippi is on the top of the list of being the fattest state. And not just fattest, but obese. Jamie Oliver, you might need to bring your show here. I'm just saying. But really, I mean, the food is so good down here. But it's important to eat healthy, too. And there's a lot, I mean, there are a lot of fitness gurus here and a lot of people who believe in eating healthy. But yet again, the state is considered the fattest state. So we'll be doing a show about that topic in the near future. Anyway, we talk about weight management and weight loss and weight gain anyhow. But I'll go ahead and talk some more about the royal couple. I'm just so ecstatic that they came here so soon after being married and so on. But they did stick to their itinerary when they came in town Friday. And Friday night, you all know that they went straight to the Beverly Hilton and attended a Variety's Venture Capital and New Media Summit, where the couple talked about the UK's upcoming technology innovations and new media. And then, you know, they went to an outdoor reception at Friday night at the British Consulate General's residence, where they did reside when they were here. And then Saturday they had a very full day. They did go to the I've posted and tweeted a footage of Prince William speaking and also playing polo, and of Duchess Catherine presenting the trophy to the winner and also presenting to her husband, and, you know, they kissing each other on the cheek and so on. So I've posted and tweeted that info. You all can visit my Tumblr page, because I have all the video footage and on that. That's cultureshockinc.tumblr.com. cultureshockinc.tumblr.com. And so you all know that was the polo match at in Santa Barbara. That was to raise money for the foundation of Prince William and Prince Harry's foundation, where you know, Miss Catherine, Duchess Catherine, presented the trophy. And, you know, those tickets for that polo match was $4,000. I wonder how much did they raise? Did they make their goal? I'm sure they did. And then also, they stuck to their itinerary. Well, Saturday night they did go to the awards ceremony. the British Academy of Film and Television Arts Awards. I have posted some footage of that. I need to watch more footage. And I had planned to watch it live on Ustream Saturday. I have a Ustream page also. I have not premiered my first live broadcast yet, but I will soon. I think I will this week, within the next week and a half. But it's just, I'm at Ustream at Culture Shock, KULTURESHOK. Easy to find. But they did attend the British Academy of Film and Television Awards. So they really had a busy, busy schedule while they was in Canada and here. And also, let's see. They did go to Skid Row. I posted a article and video footage of them at Skid Row taking part in an art class. Both of them were, you know, getting their art on. So that was really neat. And that was an event at an inner city art school, an organization helping children from the deprived neighborhood in downtown L.A. And then also they did attend the hiring fair for the veterans and their families at Sony Pictures Studio, and that was the last event. So I'm not really sure about their departure. I haven't seen any footage of them actually leaving. Some of you might have, but, you know, send me some footage if you have any footage of their departure or if they have. I don't even know if they have left or not. I do sleep at those that think I'm strictly a vampire. I do sleep. So, I know a lot of things happen overnight. I don't know. Maybe they stay for breakfast and then leaving, or maybe they're gone. I don't even know. But that event was co-hosted by the U.S. and L.A. Area Chambers of Commerce and Service Nation, the Hearn Our Heroes Los Angeles Job Fair. And that was the biggest of the 100 Hearn fairs that the Chambers held. But what's up? It's almost time for me to conclude the show. I'm doing my best to stay within the time period. I need to start on time. I'll start on time, if God willing, tomorrow. Tomorrow's show will be about childbirth and parents after the age of 35. And then Wednesday will be Hot Topics, current Hot Topic news. So that's what's up. Have a happy Manic Monday. And I thank you for spending time with me this a.m. So God bless, and be sure to, you know, tweet me and message me and comment on my pages, and I'll do the same to you. And thanks to you all who have sent me friend requests. God bless. Thank you for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports.